Next thing you know, my dad come running in, started calling the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next minute, you know, our house is surrounded. We're told to get inside. We were told, my dad, me, and my mom, my sisters and them weren't that old, that we were to forget everything we seen. We weren't to tell anybody. It was actually flying saucers that were right over our house.
Really? Where? Now, is this Canada or... When you...
I was in the United States.
Okay. A little bit different attitude, I guess.
Yeah.
Seems the Canadian ones, they don't pay that much attention, but the United States, from different reports that we heard, that it's sort of a more of a cover-up type routine, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, what part of the states were you in?
Down near Grand Rapids.
In Iowa?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you see? Did you see anything, or can you remember seeing anything other than just the reaction
of your
dad?
All I looked up, and all I seen is a script huge white outfit.
Mm-hmm.
It was humongous.
And what size was it, or what shape was it?
It was like a V shape.
Mm-hmm.
And it had one smaller ship. It looked like a ship or something next to it.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so
what?
I can't remember what the smaller one looked like, but I remember the big one.
Now, the people or the state, was it state troopers that were coming into your house, or?
No, this was the Army.
Oh, the Army. Oh, okay. And they basically said, keep mum about it and don't say anything, and you've never seen it.
Well, they told my dad if he mentioned it, he'd be dead.
You've got to be kidding.
No, I'm not. And they told him that they'd never see us again. They told us they'd take us away. That's what they told us.
So your dad, I guess, complied with the with the request, did he not?
Yeah, he handed over the pictures he had taken and things.
No kidding. And what year was this, approximately?
1979.
Well, it's interesting. I guess the reason for the call, you were listening to our caller a little bit earlier, were you?
Yeah.
Have you seen anything else or heard of any other stories of people that you know that have run across similar type of incidents? Or
just my neighbors.
This was the same incident back in Grand Rapids, was it?
Yeah.
And they were told the same thing from the Army?
Yes, they were.
No kidding, eh? Interesting. Thank you very much for your call this morning.
Okay.
It's an interesting point, and talking with Scott, our director, earlier, just a couple of moments ago as well, it may be even a food for thought as far as perhaps a future program. I know there are people out there, and listeners right now certainly, that may have thought they've seen or perhaps have seen, obviously, something that they can't explain. And if they would like to maybe take part in today's program, it's interesting to hear these descriptions and what was done about it as well. And it's easy to do, 1-800-465-6767, and the sub-rain area number 677-2569. And again, it's regarding perhaps UFOs, ghosts, something unexplained, and if you have stories of that particular nature, we'd certainly invite you to give us a call this morning, and we'd like to talk about it and hear what you have to say. And perhaps we can delve a little bit further into it and see what, I don't know if we'll come up with any answers, but certainly it's interesting to see what is out there.